It was James Joyce's birthday this weekend, and Kevin Shortsleeve has something to say about this famous Irish author and his gift for nonsense.
James Joyce's novel Ulysses has been called the greatest literary achievement of the 20th century. Joyce's connection to classical literature is clear enough by the title itself, Ulysses. But what is less obvious, perhaps, is the author's deeply ingrained connection to nursery rhymes, fairy tales, and nonsense literature. Aside from frequent references to such fairy tales as Jack the Giant Killer, scholars have identified in Ulysses 46 traditional nursery and street rhymes. And with a preponderance of made-up words, a famous disregard for narrative conventions, and a set of somewhat confusing scenarios, a number of scholars have suggested Joyce was heavily influenced by none other than Lewis Carroll. But it is in Finnegan's Wake that Joyce's connection to nonsense and nursery rhymes is most evident. His language often sounds like a Lewis Carroll poem, such as the line about the River Liffey in Dublin, "Leaning with the slithering slide of her, giddy-gaddy, genny-ma, goosepacious Anne Olivia." And for those who were challenged as children to recite tongue twisters such as supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, examine, if you will, Joyce's word for the clip-clop of an approaching horse and carriage. This granddaddy of all tongue twisters is a single word of exactly 100 letters and sounds something like this. Clicka, clacka, claska, clopats, lat shabata, creppy crotty, grad dag, hasha, me, sammy, new pit, hap, luddy, a platty, kapon, kapot. There are references to 68 nursery rhymes in Finnegan's Wake, and one critic has suggested that all of Finnegan's Wake is a reworking of the nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty. The main character is named Humphrey, and he is destined, fated, even doomed to fall just as surely as Humpty did. Joyce even provides a lengthy variation on a Humpty Dumpty poem. Critic Mabel Worthington has suggested that Joyce uses children's rhymes and other folk material to express his idea that certain characters are just like the common person. According to Worthington, Joyce considers folk material an expression of important universal and ever-recurring experiences of the human race. And it is in children's literature that authors have so often attempted to state, as Maurice Sendak described, the greatest truths we are capable of. And so, when searching for the most basic truths and themes of life, one of the greatest novelists of the 20th century turned to children's rhymes for enlightenment. And when writing his Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, James Joyce chose his opening words very carefully. Once upon a time.